The new CEO of APS's parent company appeared before utility regulators on Wednesday. Jeff Goldner apologized for the thousands of customers who ended up on more expensive plans than they should have been on after using an online rate comparison tool. Ryan Randazzo, of course, covered the hearing for the Arizona Republic. He's with me to talk about what happened. And Ryan, this was a pretty highly anticipated hearing. What exactly did Jeff Goldner have to say?
Well, he was pretty apologetic. He opened with an apology to customers for what has happened at the company. And of course, he was brought there to explain how APS misguided customers regarding which rate plan was best for them. They found an error on their website thanks to customers who found the error and the media then bringing it to the attention of APS. And they pulled the tool off of the website last month. And he apologized for that because the misinformation that APS was providing could cost, and we learned did cost some customers hundreds of dollars.
Do we know what happened, why that tool was so wildly inaccurate for so many customers?
APS spent a long time explaining what they believe went wrong. And so they'd had this online tool since August of 2018. They say it was functioning properly. Other folks in the room yesterday disagreed with that. But APS said that back in February, they reintegrated that online tool with the customer billing data, and there was an error. It was an error in the time of use rate plans. So APS on certain rate plans charges you more for electricity from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m.
High demand times.
That those rate plans are designed to lower electricity demand on the grid and lower the cost for all customers because APS doesn't have to go buy expensive power during peak times. They misprogrammed this, apparently, to show the on-peak times as actually being 2 to 7. That's incorrect. So when it would calculate customers' potential savings or potential costs on different rate plans, it was totally miscalculating it because it was using the wrong input. They took the blame for that. They said it was not their vendor's fault, that it was APS's fault, but that it seriously misguided many, many customers.
So those customers will now be getting credits on their accounts and also an extra $25 for their trouble. Is that right?
Yep. There's 10,000 customers who have switched their rate plans since APS says the error began in February. And the switch they've made has not been in their favor. So there's 10,000 unlucky APS customers out there who have made a change, and they are not on their most economical or cheapest rate plan since February. What's unknown is how many people saw the advice and just got confused and sort of have shied away from making better decisions about their electricity usage.
Were regulators satisfied with that response and the financial response from APS?
Well, I've got to tell you that my prediction on this was that the regulators, because they were hauling APS in, that they were going to issue some sort of an order regarding how they credit these customers, whether they pay them an additional money on top, and what the company does moving forward. And they did not do that. They listened to what APS had to say, and I have to believe they were pretty satisfied with it because they did not issue an order. So I think APS correctly estimated the sweet spot of we're going to repay these customers for any overpayments they made and give them a $25 bonus. And that seemed to appease the regulators.
Did it appease activists like Stacey Champion?
Absolutely not. And neither did the fact that the regulators didn't really do anything on top of that. First off, they don't believe APS that this error only traces back to February. And so they spent a long time debating that and how APS actually knows that February was the beginning of the problem. So the commissioners weighed whether or not they should conduct their own independent audit of that. And it looks like they're going to, but they're going to do it on their own, issuing a request for proposals for some cybersecurity firm or auditing firm to come in and review what actually went wrong with that tool. But they didn't order this of APS.
There had been discussion of a lot of other topics that commissioners had wanted to talk to Jeff Goldner about. Did they get to political spending, shutoffs, anything like that, or was it solely focused on this online rate comparison tool?
No, there was a lot of bluster before this hearing when they were bringing the CEO in and the commissioners. Three of them were writing letters to the docket, maybe four actually wrote letters regarding their concerns and the questions they would have. When it came time to really talked to the company. They voiced their displeasure, the regulators did, to Jeff Goldner, that you know, this is yet another problem in sort of a line of issues that the company has had in the last year. But they did not get to these broader issues, political spending, rehiring their former CEO for almost $2 million to advise them for the next year. I mean, a lot of that stuff got pushed to the side as they really dug into the details of what went wrong with their website.
All right. That is Ryan Randazzo with the Arizona Republic. Ryan, as always, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Okay, and now let's turn to Corporation Commissioner Justin Olson for his take. Commissioner, were you satisfied with what Goldner had to say?
Well, I think what the company offered is a good start. And what they've offered is to provide automatic refunds to the population that they've identified that switched their plans since February, which is the time when the online rate comparison tool began to fail. Mm-hmm. And so they've identified this population as the population who may have relied on that faulty information and as a consequence switched to a plan that was not in their best interest. And so they're going to automatically refund the difference between their most economical plan and the plan that the customer is on for the entire time that the customer has been on that rate plan since February.
Right.
So I think that that's a good start, but there's much more that needs to be done. As I explained to the company, first and foremost, the commission and the public needs to independently verify. We need to know that, in fact, the problem began in February, because if it lasted longer than that, then the credit should be longer and there would be more individuals that could have been impacted by the error. In addition, we need to ensure that the remedy that we offer is available to all who may have been impacted by the error. What they've offered is a good start, but I've offered a different approach that will capture everybody that may have been impacted by the error.
Yeah, and they'll credit these customers $25 for the inconvenience. I mean, do you think this is enough? What kind of reaction are you getting from customers?
Well, I don't think that it's enough, because what this population includes are only those individuals who switch their plan to a plan that is not their most economical plan. Now, some folks may have not switched during that time period when the rate comparison tool was not functioning properly, but they may have relied on the faulty information to stay on a plan that was not in their best interest because the rate comparison tool told them mm-hmm. that was in their best interest. And so even folks that did not change may have been harmed by the errors on the website. As well as folks who called into the call center because the customer service reps rely on the same tool. Mm-hmm. And so what I've required, or what I've proposed that the commission require, is that the utility make these credits available to anybody who decides to change to their most economical plan and indicates that they had been on a plan that was not their most economical because of the faulty information that they received from the rate comparison tool.
Would that be a significant expansion of this? I mean, at this point, it's $250,000 or so from APS they'll be reimbursing people?
It would be a significant expansion. The population that changed their rate plans since February is about 10,000 customers. Mm-hmm. APS has 1.1 million customers. And so this expansion would make it available to all customers, provided the customer had that experience where the information that they received from APS led them to be on a plan that was not their best, most economical plan. Mm-hmm. It would be available to all if they were to contact the company and indicate that they wanted to switch to their most economical plan, which they have not been on because of faulty information that they received from the company.
What kind of reaction did you get to that suggestion from the executives who were there yesterday? Any indication they will take you up on this?
They indicated that that's something that they will look into and provide their thoughts and their response to the commission in the coming meeting. Mm-hmm. The commission directed our staff to prepare an RFP, a request for proposal, so that we could contract with an independent third party to confirm and verify the facts of this case to determine what is the time frame. Is it February until the present, or was it a longer period of time, and to determine that we've captured all of the population that would have been impacted and harmed by the errors in the rate comparison tool. So when we come back with that proposal, then the commission can make further decisions on what the remedy will be. It's my hope that the commission will adopt this proposal that I put forward.
Mm-hmm. So much more to come there. I want to ask you, Commissioner, what you thought of Goldner himself. I mean, do you feel that you and your fellow commissioners can have a sort of a better working relationship with this new CEO at APS?
I am very impressed with the approach that Jeff Goldner has taken to his interactions with the regulatory body as well as the public in general. Mr. Goldner has made it a priority to reach out to stakeholder groups like advocates for low-income folks like Wildfire and Arizona PIRG. And in addition, he's made himself available to regulators, which is something that is distinct difference from his predecessor. So I am pleased with that approach, and I hope that it does continue. I expect that it will.
Yeah. I want to ask you about something activist Stacey Champion said yesterday to the Arizona Republic. She said, at what point do you as a commission reel them in and stop this? Do you think the Corporation Commission bears some responsibility in this as you're the ones who regulate the company and this wasn't caught sooner?
It is absolutely our responsibility to correct this flaw and this error and to ensure that we provide a remedy that makes all customers whole for the financial harm that they incurred, as well as the inconvenience and the trouble that resulted from this error. And so that's why I've been advocating for the commission to take this approach to ensure that we err on the side of the ratepayer in this instance. If we cannot confirm that an individual was or was not impacted by this error, well, then we need to give the benefit of the doubt to the ratepayer in this instance and provide that credit to each individual that claims that they were given faulty information from this rate comparison tool.
Yeah. APS is going to have a new rate case coming up here. How do you think all of this will play into that?
Well, the commission did require APS to come in for a new rate case. And the reason that we sought this new rate case is because of the information that was brought forward by customers who felt that the current rates are not just and reasonable. And the only way that the commission can adjust rates is to hold a rate case, evaluate all of the evidence of the company's expenses and revenues, and determine what are the just and reasonable rates that the commission is required by the Constitution to enact. And so we required APS to come in so that we can go through that process and ensure that the company is charging rates that are just and reasonable and nothing more than those just and reasonable rates.
Yeah. All right. Arizona Corporation Commissioner Justin Olson, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.